This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You may have never heard of the disease lymphatic filariasis, but it affects 120 million people in 70 countries around the world, causing dramatic swelling of the limbs and other parts of the body, known as elephantitis. It's caused by tiny parasitic worms transmitted between people by mosquito bites, which can lie low in the body for many years, hiding from the immune system. But how do they do that? Michael Kimber from Iowa State University has been finding out.
We were trying to examine the strategies by which these parasites might be able to manipulate the host. And I guess you could think about it in terms of the parasite-mosquito relationship, but we were more focused on how these parasites manipulate people, and specifically the immune response, in order to maintain infection for the length of time that they do. People have kind of looked previously at various secretions, things that the parasite release whilst they're inside the host. But up to this point, the nature of those secretions, they really haven't given us much of an indication as to how these parasites manipulate people in order to cause the disease that they do. So what we wanted to do was to take a more detailed look at that interaction.
What did you do to study this in more detail?
Recently, there has been a really invigorated research focus on structures called exosomes. Exosomes are a particular type of small vesicle, extracellular vesicle, released by many, many cell types. And you can find these exosomes having important functions in things like cancer, other infectious diseases, autoimmune diseases, even neurodegenerative diseases. And the consensus seems to be that these exosomes act as cell-to-cell effectors. So what they do is they carry a cargo that is capable of performing lots of biological function from the cell where it's released to a target cell, and then it can manipulate the biology of that target cell.
So kind of like a little extracellular postman.
In many respects, carrying a very dangerous package if you're a host organism, yes.
How did you go about trying to look for these exosomes in this infection?
With these parasites, we have the ability to maintain them in vitro, so we can take them out of the host and keep them alive for a while and study the things that they secrete. So we maintained some parasites in culture and collected their secretions and profiled them with various techniques.
And what's in them and what are they doing, more importantly?
When we looked at the cargo of the exosomes secreted by these parasites, we found a preponderance of small RNAs called microRNAs.
These are very interesting, aren't they? They're very hot right now.
Very hot right now. So they were identified probably 15, 20 years ago, maybe as far back as that. They seem to be agents of genetic change. So these are small RNA species that humans and other animals, even plants, use to control the expression of genes. And the identification that parasites secrete microRNAs was interesting because it opens the door to the idea that a parasite is secreting an agent of genetic change and therefore manipulating gene expression within the host.
So the idea would be that these little parcels produced by the parasite are somehow turning genes on and off in human cells. That's got pretty big implications for understanding the disease.
Yeah, I think so. It's a very intriguing paradigm, and certainly it's a hypothesis that seems to be supported by other studies that are emerging at this time. Other infectious diseases, the same thing is also observed, where these pathogens seem to be able to secrete these exosomes containing microRNAs to specifically alter host immune responses and create conditions favourable to the infecting agent.
Are there drugs that could work against these microRNAs?
Well, there are some strategies that we might be able to use to specifically prevent these microRNAs from functioning. However, perhaps a more realistic strategy might be to develop drugs or inhibitors of the exosome function themselves. So perhaps a more likely strategy is to prevent the exosomes from docking at their host cell, maybe through antibodies or other strategies like that. It might be challenging to directly target the microRNAs, although possible.